With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Fraud in Minnesota, and the Trump administration is freezing child care funds to that state.
The move follows years of investigation that began with a $300 million scheme at the nonprofit Feeding Our Future, for which 57 defendants have been convicted. Prosecutors said the organization was at the center of the country's largest COVID-19-related fraud scam, in which defendants exploited a state-run, federally funded program intended to provide food for children. Earlier this month, the federal prosecutor alleged half or more of the roughly $18 billion in federal funds that supported 14 programs in Minnesota may have been stolen. I'm Ben Thomas.
Just downright cold conditions in the northeast part of the country.
The northeastern quarter of the country will primarily be the focus for the coldest air as we go through the rest of the week. This will include New Year's Day and also the first couple of days of the new year.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
Much of the rest of the country, especially by the end of the week, the Central Plains, Southern Plains region, and much of the western United States will actually see Pacific air coming across. And what that's going to do is actually allow for temperatures to be above average.
China is conducting large-scale military drills around Taiwan. Exercises aim to deter external support for Taiwan. The drills have disrupted more than 150 flights and creating temporary so-called dangerous zones. The Kennedy Center, ending the year with a new round of artists saying they are canceling scheduled performances after they learned President Trump's name was added to the facility. The institution's president accusing the performers of making their decisions based on politics. This is SRN News. Well, 2025 saw a devastating revelation from Gallup.
The iconic polling organization reports that in the past decade, the U.S. saw an immense decline in the number of people who still feel that religion is an important part of their daily lives, from 66% in 2015 to just 49% now. Gallup says, quote, such large declines in religiosity are rare. Since 2007, only 14 out of more than 160 countries in the world poll have experienced drops of more than 15 percentage points in religious importance over any 10-year period. Michael Harrington reporting.
Three Palestinians arrested on suspicion of setting fire to a Christmas tree and damaging part of a nativity scene at a church in the West Bank city of Jenin. Police say the arrests were made after reviewing surveillance footage. The Church of Jenin posted photos on social media. This is SRN News. A new year will mean a new era at Berkshire Hathaway, but correspondent Ed Donahue reports just because the big guy is stepping down, he'll still be in the office each and every day.
Warren Buffett isn't going anywhere. He'll remain chairman and plans to continue coming into the office every day. He's turning over the top spot to Greg Abel. Investors will be watching closely to see what changes Abel might make in Berkshire's trajectory, but they don't expect any seismic shifts. Buffett grew Berkshire from a struggling New England textile mill that he started buying for up to $7.60 a share in 1962 to the massive conglomerate that it is today, with shares that go for more than $750,000 a pop. Abel has already shown himself to be a more hands-on manager than Buffett, but he still follows the Berkshire model of autonomy for acquired companies. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at srnnews.com.